crazy that it seems she must be an avatar of some cranky old deity as yet undiscovered by man. Nobody loves Kai Gota except One Eye, and even he calls her the troll behind her back. Sara shuddered as her mother limped slowly through a room gone suddenly silent. We were not in power now. We had to use the same few rooms for everything. Only a short while ago, this one had been filled with loafers. Some company. Most of them employees of Bondo Trang. We all stared at the old woman, willing her to hurry, willing her to overlook this opportunity to socialize. Old Do Trang, who was so feeble he was confined to a wheelchair, rolled over to Kai Gota, evidently hoping a show of concern would keep her moving. Everyone always wanted Gota to go somewhere else. This time his sacrifice worked. She had to be in a lot of discomfort, though not to take time to harangue all who were younger than she. Silence persisted till the old merchant returned. He owned the place and let us use it as our operational headquarters. He owed us nothing, but nevertheless shared our danger out of love for Sara. In all matters, his thoughts had to be heard and his wishes had to be honored. Do Trang was not gone long. He came back, rolling wearily. The man behind the liver spots seemed so fragile. It had to be a miracle that he could move his chair himself. Ancient he was, but there was an irrepressible twinkle in his eyes. He nodded. He seldom had anything to say unless someone else said something incredibly stupid. He was a good man. Sara told us, "Everything is in place. Every phase and facet has been double-checked. Goblin and One Eye are sober. It's time the company speaks up." She glanced around, inviting comments. I did not think it was time. But I had said my piece when I was planning this, and had been outvoted. I treated myself to a shrug of despair. There being no new objections, Sara said, "Start the first phase." She waved at her son. Tobo nodded and slipped out. He was a skinny, scruffy, furtive youngster. He was Nguyen Bao, which meant he had to be a sneak and a thief. His every move had to be watched. In consequence, he was so generally observed that no individual examined in detail what he actually did, so long as his hands did not stray toward a dangling purse or some treasure in a vendor's stall. People did not look for what they did not expect to see. The boy's hands stayed behind his back. While they were there, he was not considered a threat. He could not steal. No one noticed the small, discolored blobs he left on any wall he leaned against. Goonie children stared. The boy looked so strange in his black pajama clothing. Goonie raised their children polite. Goonie are peaceable folk in the main. Shadar children, though, are wrought of sterner stuff. They are more bold. Their religion has a warrior philosophy at its root. Some Shadar youths set out to harass the thief. Of course he was a thief. He was Nguyen Bao. Everyone knew all Nguyen Bao were thieves. Older Shadar called the youngsters off.